hearing on House Bill 2830 and ask Representative Morissette. Do you have anybody with you, that you'd, Representative, that you'd like to have come up with you? Feel free.
Vicki? Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Representative Bill Morissette, District 42. And with me is John McArdle, Mayor of the City of Independence, who will testify in just a few moments. I'm here to urge you to support House Bill 2830, which actually is a permissive bill, but it does allow the cities and counties to give some direction to the OLCC. If they register before the 1st of January each year, they have the option then to make a binding recommendation, and I use binding with quotes around it, to the OLCC on the issuance or the taking away a liquor license. And then it gives the OLC the authority to hear an appeal by the applicant, who may argue that it was unfairly taken away, and if the OLCC agrees with the applicant, they can override the direction of the city and the county. So in many ways, this is a permissive bill on both ends. The cities and counties may not opt for this power in time to exercise it, and the OLCC may override the direction if they feel that the denial was an unreasonable denial. This bill appeared before the committee last year, our last session. We did have a hearing on it. We did not have a second hearing. The OLCC testified in support of this bill last time it was heard. I'd be very happy to answer questions about the bill.
Representative, was it the exactly the same language last session?
The language was amended to exclude grocery stores from the bill, and I don't think that is in this. Part of the objection last time came from the major supermarket chains who objected to it. I didn't understand why they're objecting until I talked to the manager of the Safeway store, who told me that if Safeways went into a small town and they had a pharmacy that would put a local pharmacist out of business, that might be a reason to deny a liquor license to Safeways to keep them out of town, and I had that amended out. I don't think that is amended out of this one, and I probably should have done that. Otherwise, it was the same bill. Yes, and the OLCC last time felt that, in fact, it would even be a benefit to them to follow the lead of a city or a county rather than make an unpopular denial themselves. They may have a different take on it this time.
Now, would this would apply to grocery stores, package stores?
Yes, this would apply to the issuance of all liquor license.
No, that's not. No, I'm shaking their head. This would apply to taverns and bars.
Yes.
So, it's some place that has a license for the customer to consume the beverage on premise.
Yes.
Okay. So, this wouldn't apply to any grocery stores, package stores.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, that's correct. Okay. Okay. And the current representative, the current law is. The recommendations are not binding? Is there a process for making recommendations now?
Yes, the current law, as I understand it, is that they do ask the cities and counties for a recommendation, but they're not binding, and the OLCC may choose to ignore them completely. Now, in going back to that last question, I'm sure that this is the same language that we ended up with last time, because I had the bill amended, and then I submitted the same amended language this time. So this is... They are correct. This does not apply to grocery stores.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Any questions for Representative Morissette? If not, Mayor, why don't you go ahead and give us your testimony?
Thank you. I'm John McCardle. I'm the mayor of Independence, a beautiful city about 15 miles from here. You have in front of you a copy of my letter that I outlined some particular situations that have caused our council and our city to be in favor of this particular legislation. I'm here not just as the mayor, but with the consent and approval of our total city council. The bill that you have in front of you, we see it as a classic opportunity to provide local control to cities. Currently, as the representative just mentioned, the advice that is provided by cities or counties is only advisory. The OLCC can and has, on occasion, not taken our advice. It's very frustrating when you're a city council member in a community and you see a state agency overrule what you and the council believe is in the best interest of your community. We're asking to have the same opportunity that a state agency does, and the opportunity to manage our city and direct our future in what we believe is the best way. The process that the chair was speaking about is absolutely correct, that cities and counties can make recommendations on the renewal or extension of licenses, but those are non-binding. As in, you notice in my letter, we have had occasion 5 or 6 years ago in our community where it took a major effort in literally fighting with the OLCC to getting our chamber, our downtown association, our city managers, police chief, and others to go up to actually fight with the OLCC on issuance of a license in a particularly grievous situation. Once that license was not granted, we all of a sudden had an 80% drop in crime in our community. So I hope that you will approve this bill, because I think it'd be good and actually put local control in the hands of local people. I stand ready to answer any of your questions at this time.
Any questions? Representative Carlson?
Thank you. My question, I think, is for Representative Morissette, and can we ask a question on the amendment at this point?
That would be what? Which amendment?
Well, it's the dash one that we just got that increases the number of days from 30 to 60, the local government can file a recommendation with the commission.
Yes.
Can you just explain the rationale for it?
Well,
30 to 60 days?
As I understand it, and OLCC will correct me, it was 60 days. It was cut back to 30 days. The city of Portland objected to that because they said that was not enough time to really do an analysis of whether or not they should grant or deny. And so I put it back to 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that would give cities a greater time. I wouldn't want to extend it any further because that would cause problems with the applicant. They might, you know, not want to wait 90 days, but 60 days is what it was. And so
okay. That
would give cities a greater opportunity.
Well, current law is 30, right?
It was changed.
Yes.